Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys had a great week and are having a marvelous Friday, and things are winding down well for you going into the weekend. I did want to start today by saying that I'm going to have an announcement coming out next week that I am super excited about. I'm going to actually be announcing it in my face group on Monday. My Facebook group on Monday. So if you are not in there, run over to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness on Facebook and get in that group so that you are one of the first ones to know what I have coming. I've been working on this for the last several months, and I'm super excited to be able to share what I've been doing. So, like I said, if you're not in that group, I will leave a link in the show notes. Go ahead and get in there. Otherwise, I will obviously be announcing it next Friday on this podcast. But if you wanted to be an insider and get things first, then jump in that group. So what I want to talk about today, I actually heard on a different podcast that I was listening to, and it just was kind of one of those things that like slapped me in the face. I have always struggled with making change because I always want to like go big or go home. And so I jump in with both feet and I like go hardcore and I end up just backing out of it because it's just too much. Like it's just crazy. And we know that our brains like to keep us in, I want to say status quo. That's not the word I'm looking for. But they want to keep us like at our baseline, like where we're comfortable, keep us in comfort. And so anytime we try to like go into anything crazy, our brain like freaks out and just throws up a whole bunch of thoughts and things like that, that many times we listen to, like we just believe them as truth. And so, you know, we end up not moving forward towards our goals. And so what this lady was talking about, it was Corinne Crabtree. What she was talking about on this podcast was that our brains act like toddlers. And I was like, man, I've never heard it put that way before, but it makes sense. So she went on to say that if you take your toddler into a restaurant and they're acting like a jerk, and you just keep telling them, if you don't stop, we're gonna go home. If you don't stop, we're gonna go home. Or we're only gonna stay for 10 more minutes because you're being really bad or whatever. Like say you're at a restaurant that has a play place or something like that. What you're teaching that child is that they can just continue to be a little turd and you're just gonna keep giving in. And this was one thing, like, I made it a point to never do with my kids. Like if we were checking out at a grocery store or something and they threw a fit about wanting candy, like that's the quickest way to not get candy. So I totally understand the concept, but I've never applied it to my brain. And so every time we give in to them, we are teaching them that it's okay to act that way. And so even if we like start out by telling them no, but then they just raise the level of misbehavior, you know, they're going to get to a certain level before you finally cave. And so every time we do that, they're just going to continue to do that. And that's what our brains do. So every time that you, like I teach in my weight loss business, I teach things that are super, super simple and easy. They're not always easy to implement because our brains don't like it. But every time that we say, for instance, I'm not going to eat until I'm hungry, the first time that you have to put that into action, your brain is going to throw a fit maybe from past trauma, maybe just because you don't like to be hungry, maybe you don't like the feelings that go along with that, but your brain is going to throw a fit. And so every time that you listen to the things that your brain is giving you, like, here we go again with a starvation diet, you're never going to feed me, you know, you might be busy for the next couple hours, and so then you're just going to get too hungry, things like that. Every time that happens and you give in and go ahead and eat, even though you're not hungry, that's like telling your brain that it's okay. Like, your brain won. It puts you back in that safe place. The problem is, it's not the gateway to weight loss. And so we just keep like giving into our brain. Your brain can act like a jerk and you give in because you can't handle the pressure. And like I said, it could sound very real. It can sound like a true story when your brain is saying it. It's kind of sneaky that way. You know, it'll throw those little things in like, well, if you don't eat now, you have to go pick your kids up from school and then you have to take them to practice and you're not going to get home until super late. And like, you could hear that and think, yeah, that's true. I probably should eat. But then you're just giving in and, you know, your brain is winning out when in reality, you really shouldn't eat until you're hungry. Like, your body's going to tell you when you're hungry. And so I was just surprised when I heard her talking about it that way, because I was like, you know, I made it a point to not do that to my kids, yet I'm letting my brain run the show when it comes to changes that I want to make in my life. Like I said, I start to go in crazy. And so I'm kind of working on that within myself, that I just want to make little tiny changes over a period of time. And that's how new habits are formed. So I am working on that. But at the same time, even sometimes in those little changes, like, your brain doesn't want to do that. Over time, you have like made those pathways in your brain that become habitual. And it takes you being intentional to actually break out of those habits and to form new habits. So every time that you give in to your brain, you're still just in that pathway of what you've always done. And I thought it was just a good comparison to think of it as a toddler. You know, eventually when they figure out that your no means no, or that we're leaving means we're leaving, whether you act like a fool or not, we're still leaving, eventually they dial it down a little bit. And that's the same thing that your brain does. So like I said, it was just one of those things that's like, oh, I didn't even think of that, because my brain sounds very logical and it sounds very truthful, when in reality, it's just trying to keep me in the habits that I've already formed, because it doesn't want me forming new habits. So knowing that, awareness is so big to be able to, you know, next time I want to overeat, for instance, I will hear that, my brain start like, you know, throwing up those things like saying, but it tastes delicious, you don't get this all the time, like, you didn't eat lunch, so it's okay if you have extra, like all these things that, you know, normally I would feel are true. I'm aware that I can just say, no, this is just my brain trying to, you know, keep me stuck in habits that feel comfortable and safe. And so I can just say, we're not doing that anymore. You know, like, I'm safe. It's okay if I quit eating. I can have this whenever I want. It's not something I'm taking away. And so just knowing that if you see your brain as a toddler, that will eventually, you know, conform to however you're talking to it or parenting it, if you want to say that, it just kind of changes everything. It just really makes you aware to how your brain actually keeps you stuck in places. And you're just like, I don't understand why I can't lose weight. I don't understand why I can't, you know, get on a fitness schedule where I work out 3 or 4 days a week. Like, I just don't understand why I just keep going back into old patterns. And that's why. And it just made so much sense using a toddler as the analogy. So I hope that this helped. It was really eye-opening for me. So I hope it helped you guys. And like I said, if you want to jump in my Facebook group so you are the first to be notified of what I have coming out next week, go ahead and get in there. Otherwise, I will see you guys next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.